This is a Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
We're here with Dave Prano of PS Media. Dave, where did you grow up and what were your interests as a kid?
Oh, well, I'm born and raised in Richland. Growing up over there in Richland, my interests as a kid were, you know, anything to do with anything outdoors, you know, and if a ball was involved, you know, everybody in the neighborhood was in.
As you grew up, did you ever leave the Tri-Cities or have any interest in leaving the area?
You know, LaVon and I, we toyed with relocating, and when I was at the television station, I was recommended to apply for a position down in Memphis, Tennessee, but kids were little at the time, and I just was not going to raise them without my parents around.
And you've got a lot of strong family history in the Tri-Cities as well.
Well, right. In back, you know, I'm really going to date myself here, but back then, everybody had a big family. Mm-hmm. Everybody had a big family. You know, if you ask your dads why you had so many kids, it's because they didn't have cable TV.
So, Dave, when did you get into the advertising business?
You know, my first experience with advertising was in the early 80s when... gentleman by the name of Tom Moore and I started a company called Tomorrow's Antiques Manufacturing, and we opened up Showcase Waterbed Stores. And so that I kind of got
talking about dating yourself. Yeah, waterbed stores.
Right. Yeah, that was my life in the 80s.
What about the marketing side of things appealed to you?
Well, I was just basically it was being creative. It was that opportunity to be creative, you know. And it wasn't as much customer facing that really got me excited. It was more the back of the scenes, and you know, how do I convince these people to come into my stores?
And like building a brand and building something that made it appealing,
right? And we understood branding before branding even became a buzzword.
So when you and Tom started that business, did you ever expect what you were doing in the background was going to lead to a career in media and marketing?
Kind of. I had an opportunity when I was liquidating the waterbed stores and selling the International Futon Company to Michael and Lindy Thomas, who you work with now. There was an opportunity over at KNDU, and they had an open desk. And so I went in and I applied for it, and a friend of mine was the station manager at the time, Dave Dalthorpe. He gave me the job, and he also gave me a book called The Yellow Pages and said, here's your account list.
So night and day difference from building a brand from your own company. Mm-hmm. How did you adapt to that? How did you adjust to it? Or did you just trust what Dave said, dig into that phone book and start making phone calls?
Well, that's what I did. Was as far as marketing myself goes, you know, I basically just hammered at it and just stayed at it. I just, you know... That was one thing about Dave Dalthorpe, was he looked at me and he said, if you bring your work ethic that I've witnessed you running these stores to selling advertising, you're going to be successful.
And so how long were you at KNDU, and what was that like?
10 years. I actually really enjoyed it when I was a local account executive. And then, you know, I affectionately used the word demoted, but I was promoted to the national regional sales manager. And that's when it became more of a math, more of a science sale than a creative sale, because I was working with out-of-market agencies that already had their creative done. So they did not need our station to do that. They just needed a place to air their commercials.
In that role, you're looking more at presenting demographics, facts, and data.
Exactly.
And not so much of, here's how we can do this.
Yeah, this is the performance of this program, and this is the cost.
We'll be right back with Dave Prano right after these messages.